Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Joshua chapter 13. At this point, most of the promised land, as far as the military victories that were needed in order to achieve taking the promised land, have been done. However, there's still a lot of land that they haven't taken yet. It doesn't appear the battles or the countries or peoples that are in those are as great of a challenge to Israel as what we've already seen so far. And God is still wanting, though, the tribes to take the land that God had ordained for them to receive. You might recall back in the book of Numbers, Moses allotted the territory for each of the tribes, and they have yet to take the territory. Now, Moses, you know, was God's ordained leader in that season of history, and that baton got passed on to Joshua. And as we'll see here, he's old and advanced in years, and it appears that God is desiring that Joshua would make sure that he reiterates to the people what land they're going to be apportioned, so that God's people can have peace in the sense that, you know, everyone knows their border and everyone knows what they're receiving. So Joshua is going to help allot the land here and tell the people where they can go now to take their territory. That's interesting, isn't it? You know, in today's day and age, in America anyways, we have some challenges regarding, you know, our border. And yet here it was very clear in the book of Numbers and in Joshua that even these tribes of the same nation were going to have lands that were, you know, theirs. And, you know, I kind of marvel at the problems that we have in America. You know, being a man of God and being a, you know, I'd like to believe I am a caring man of God. You know, why can't we in America be a blessing to, you know, others around us? And we are, but if you don't have a border, if you don't have security, then people can just run roughshod. I mean, at what point is there a problem? There already is. But imagine if 5 million people showed up at your door and just wanted to come in, and you don't have a way of managing that. You're just letting people in illegally, and then you have people, you know, illegally in the country. I guess I just don't understand in our country why we can't control our border and, yes, allow immigrants to come in, but allow it to happen in an orderly way, in a legal way, so that you can keep track of who's coming in instead of just allowing people to come in illegally. It really doesn't make sense to me. You can still be a generous nation. You can be a helpful nation. You can allow immigrants. I mean, our country was formed based on immigrants, right? Like, you know, that everyone came over here, you know, back in the, you know, 14, 15, mostly 15, 16, 1700, 1800s, you know, when our country was developed. And it's like, why not just have a legal means of doing that? I don't get it. But moving on to this, in Joshua advanced in years and now helping to allot the land, and the one who they saw in authority, so it was good for him to be able to divide this from someone they trusted, and there doesn't appear to be, you know, any problems in him giving the land the way that Moses described. But God's wanting him to finish that duty in his old age. Finish what I gave you to do. Be faithful to me. Before you leave this earth, make sure that you are a man of God and you do what I have asked you to do. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to get into reading the chapter today and, you know, going through all the details of it. But what I want to say as we look at this in our own lives, what does God have for you to do? What does God have for you to do in your family? Are there things that need to be dealt with or said that haven't been said? It, you know, I'm going to be speaking at a conference that our church is putting on for men. And one of the things that I'm going to be teaching on, really a main passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, is act like men. Be strong. Do everything that you do out of a heart of love. But act like men. Be strong. Stand firm. Be watchful. Those are some of the things I'm going to talk about. And what's my point? How am I relating that to what we're talking about here in Joshua? Joshua was given an assignment, and God's wanting to make sure that he completes what he has for Joshua to do before his time is up. And it's good to realize that, you know what, one day we're going to be old. Maybe you are older now. You know, I mean, we are getting older minute by minute, day by day, are we not? And have you considered, Lord, what do you have me to do? What is it that you want me to do in my family, in my church? What contribution, God, do you have for me to give to this earth, to this world, to the people that are around me? What kind of leadership do I have in my family, in my church, in my community that you want to make sure that I do and complete before my time is up? And be faithful to God in doing it. You know, it's going to be different, and it may be, you know, maybe it's more or less significant. You know, I guess, you know, different people have different callings. I mean, I definitely felt like the book I wrote, Altered, was a calling from God. I believe that being a pastor has been a calling from God. I believe that finishing this 3-year Bible journey, if the Lord allows me to, which, you know, everything appears, you know, healthy now, we got 2 years to go, I believe that this is something that God has me to do for his kingdom. And it could be something like that for you, but it could be something different. But all I know is that, you know what, sometimes we don't feel like we're in the lead. Sometimes we don't feel like we have a position to lead. And I think that is a mistake. I think that as you are a father or a grandma or a grandpa, as you've aged in the Lord, God wants you to know that, you know what, you have a mouth to speak for the glory of God. You people look to you in your family, your children, grandchildren, they look to you for leadership. And you know what, is there something that needs to be done or said before your time is up that God would have you to do? Ask him. You know, God, what would you have for me? What is something that, you know, you've put on my heart that you want me to complete before my time on earth is done? Maybe it's big, maybe it's small. I guess the important thing is here is before Joshua's time was done, God wanted him to allot the land, and Joshua's going to do it. Let's be faithful to God. Let's serve him. And don't undermine your own ability to be used by God. Don't think that you can't speak, you know, for the glory of God, that you can't take leadership. And do it, stand firm, be watchful, be strong, but also do it from a heart of love. But just know that, you know what, this love that the world talks about today, you know, where you just approve everything that everyone does and you don't say anything because it might offend, that's not of God's love. Because in the same passage that I was just talking about, he said, act like men, be strong, be watchful, stand firm. Listen, the Bible talks about speaking the truth with love. And you know what? That's why we need God. Because it's easy to, and I shouldn't say it's easy, maybe easy for some to speak the truth and be harsh. And it's easy for some to just be loving and say nothing, you know. But you know what's hard? What's hard is to be watchful, stand firm, to act like a man, to be strong, and to do it from a heart of love. So, men of God, women of God, in your families, with your children, with your grandchildren, make sure they know about Jesus. Make sure that they know that you are a believer in Jesus and that you think that's one of the most important things in life. When your children or grandchildren go wayward, don't think it's someone else's job to speak up and speak the truth with love to your children and grandchildren. It's your job. God wants to speak through you. You stand with God and you do it with a heart of love. So ask the Lord what he has for you. As we all age and our years grow dim, what is it that God has for us to do? And then let's be faithful as God is asking Joshua to be faithful. God bless you all.